One of Petersburg's seafood processors is trying to make a go at shrimp. Tonka Seafoods is starting small to see if the market is there for their limited operation. As KFSK's Angela Denning reports, they should have their answer in a few weeks.
Shrimping used to be a robust industry in Petersburg. The state's first shrimp plant started here in 1916. But the market ceased being profitable, and the last plant closed down 10 years ago. Still, co-owner of the local seafood processor Tonka Seafoods, Seth Scrimsher, says the product is special.
There are very few cold water shrimp left in the world. It's mostly warm water shrimp or farm shrimp. And the cold water shrimp is known for a sweeter flavor.
We're talking about pink shrimps, the tiny ones found on salads. Tonka Seafoods is a locally owned business located just outside of downtown Petersburg, and they think they may have found a new shrimp market involving Iceland and England.
We need to see if we can freeze them fast enough and maintain the quality and ship it to the buyer as cheaply as possible to work under their budget constraints.
Tonka can freeze up to 30,000 pounds of shrimp within 24 hours, but this winter was about testing. They froze smaller batches totaling 250,000 pounds. Those shrimp are en route to Iceland, where they will be cooked and peeled and then sent on to markets in England.
Iceland has a tremendous amount of quota for these pink shrimp, but it's been steadily declining, which is why they're looking over here to replace some of that.
That means competing against Iceland's at-sea processors, who freeze the shrimp at sea. Tonka's process starts at the back dock of the plant, located along the Wrangell Narrows, so boats can drive up and unload their catches. I follow Scrimsher into the first room off the dock.
The shrimp comes in here, would get dumped on that table where the initial sorting and distribution to the belt begins.
As the shrimp travel along a large white conveyor belt, they are rinsed and sorted by about a half dozen workers called graders.
And they'll pick out the seaweed, pieces of broken shrimp and pick out the side stripes. And so we're just running clean pink shrimps.
The shrimp get frozen in 22-pound blocks in the freezing area. There are two huge storage freezers that keep the shrimp frozen before shipping. Tonka should know by mid-March if this whole process will work out with the international markets. And if it does?
Then we would try to add a few more fishermen to try to catch the and process the entire guideline harvest amount.
That's about 3 million pounds of shrimp near Petersburg. On a busy day, that would mean employing 18 people working shrimp at the plant. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.